I can't quite figure how all believes lies and deceit. Oh, baby, please, putting us down one at a time. While I run from the truth, while I quit quivering high in front of your face is where we stand. You won't be bringing us down with the back of your hand. Come to the other side. Love is love, you'll enjoy the ride. Come to the other side. Love is love, you'll enjoy the ride. It doesn't even matter where you've been. It doesn't even matter if you lose or win. You never know what you'll find, as long as you got the good heart and good mind. In front of your face is where we stand. You won't be bringing us down with the back of your hand. Come to the other side. Love is love, you'll enjoy the ride. Come to the other side. Kind. Love is love, you're one of a kind. Love is love, you'll enjoy the ride.
Hey, welcome to the Day When a King radio show. A Day When a King is the Anishinaabeg word for heart of the earth. And I'm your host, Lucas J, and I'll be here for the next couple of hours. I'm bringing you indigenous music from all over Turtle Island to Mohawk College's 101.5 The Hawk. Start off there, we're listening to Lacey Hale's Love is Love. I really enjoy that song. Love is Love is a song that talks about love in a way that it knows no bounds. It has no distinctions of race, culture, gender. Love is love, basically, you know, and it just says it all in the song. So with that, today we're hoping to bring with you some, as always, I'd like to share my knowledge of the powwow circuit. I've been powwow circuit for about over about 20, 25 years now, learning all different teachings, and I like to share those and whatever I have, all these things that have brought me on my way, brought me here to this radio station, and I have a few teachings to talk about, men and women's roles and responsibilities, not so much about what those are, but why we have them, and to talk a little bit about the strawberry, because it is the strawberry moon, Odeimin Gizas. And we'll talk a little about what we do with that strawberry and the importance of it and why we have this time, and a little bit more about, you know, summer. Also, it is beginning of summer, but it is now end of Indigenous People History Month, but it's not the end of Indigenous People's history. And I don't know, so got a bunch of other things, got some music coming in for you here, And to start off next from this area, Digging Roots, I'm going to pull them up here, and we're going to listen to For the Light by Digging Roots on 101.5 The Honk.
Baby, when I said that I'm glad we're through,
Looks like I've kept you over my mind. But I can't, 'cause just the thought of you, oh my love, and my whole world turns this way blue. The strangest thing has been happening since you've been around. I don't carry my bags, haven't pumped my own gas, and it's freaking me out. But nothing was wrong, and I went this long without needing someone. I can treat myself, I've been holding. Door. There's this whole new world I never had before. It's a nice to have, like flying first class. And once you get it, you want more. But nothing was wrong, and I went this long without needing someone.
Shout out all your love above. This unknown. Give him all your love. I'm telling you so. This I know. This I know. Music is the medicine of my soul. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. I know music is the medicine of my soul. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah.
Coastal California, cradle me, city of angels. I know it won't come easily. Returning to the source of light indefinitely. Call a cab, 6 a.m. These just the fall I'm driving. Hold that scene, check, am I crazy? Greeting from releasing from mental slavery. Walk the yellow line, penitentiary. Feeling offshore wind, come blanket me. Weeping like a waterfalls to the call of the ocean. Grandfather, please bring me your medicine. I've come a long way to tell you this story. There's no turning back now. Angels.
come when you least expect them. I've seen some crazy dreams manifested. He said an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a life for a life, I give mine to you. He said an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a life for a life, I give mine to you. Hung on my way, I wait. Hung on my way, I wait. Wait, 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 I'll stay away. Hung on my way, I wait. Hung on my way, I wait. Wait, 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 I'll stay away. Sunrise, flowers, San Francisco, have you ever met an angel? I know, only the half of it. One side of the story, now I cannot forget. Here we go, another chapter, one step closer. Needed some closure, crossed a couple borders, got into the mind of a tortured warrior. I alone responsible for a darkie's past. On a journey from head to heart, do you think you can last? Well, maybe these are growing pains with such eloquence. Grandmother came and brought the evidence. I've come a long way to tell you this story. There's no turning back now. Angels come when you least expect them. I've seen some crazy dreams manifested. He said an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a life for a life, I give mine to you. He said an eye for an eye, oh, a tooth for a tooth, a life for a life, I give mine to you. A life for a life, I give mine to you. Hung on my way, I wait. Hung on my way, I wait. Wait, 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 I'll stay with. Hung on my way, I wait. Hung on my way, I wait. Wait, 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 I'll stay with. I may be a stranger, but I come as a brother. We are not so different from one another. The man that you become and the child that you are. Your anger is a strength, but it only goes so far. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a life for a life, I give mine to you. He said an eye for an eye, oh, a tooth for a tooth, a life for a life, I give mine to you.
at your seat, that I can love you.
I wanted to talk about some indigenous teachings. So a lot of our teachings are gender, I don't want to say gender specific, but men have duties and women have duties. And they say that certain things that shouldn't be done because it's for the man to do, and certain things for the women, it's for the women to do. And in indigenous culture, we follow a matriarchy. The women are the leaders, or are behind the leaders, and they always, I want to, you know, be able to say this without, you know, I'm not trying to do this to offend, anyone. Women had certain responsibilities to do, and men have certain responsibilities to do, in whether in life, you know, today or 100 years ago, they were supposed to maintain these things for things to come. And it's like, and it's not for dominance or to show who's better, but there are certain roles that need to be shared, and the responsibility needs to be distributed equally. Now, there are certain things that men can't do, and that's got a lot to do with the, you know, men can't have babies, so that's, you know, that's something that they just cannot do. The responsibility that puts on the women is, it's like, it's can't be matched. I don't, you know, and it's like one of those things that they're the givers of life, and with that comes also the caretakers of life. And so the only thing that the men can match with that is basically being that shared caretaker of that life that was given. So it might seem like some of the men have, you know, more responsibilities, but I don't think there's anything that can ever, you know, match that responsibility of given life. So, like I said, you know, a lot of it's about equality and a shared responsibility. But they're all in all, they have to work together. But they had roles, and they were vital to each other, for the betterment of each other, to work hard, but to share the workload. And so with that, there are some things that are like fire keeping. So the men are responsible for the fire, but the women are also responsible for the waters. They both carry their own teachings, and they say that men carry some of the teachings and women carry some of the teachings, and then that way they both are responsible for those teachings. And the way that you know, with the coming of the colonizers or the invaders, or, you know, the people that came and stayed, they had different views on it was, and it was that the men were superior, and so some of those views get mixed up, but it's not in our tradition, it's not in our way to have that. And so with that, a lot of other things that have been lost, especially without the need to hunt or the need to catch your food, some of those roles that the men used to have, they are no longer there. And so over time, it got to be the men didn't have anything to do, so they did other things, and they weren't taking care of themselves. And so to me, that is why there's a separation or
there's a gap that the men are not fulfilling their duties anymore. And so with that, a lot of the women are doing what the men used to do. And so once the men weren't doing their duties, the women had to step in and take on. And that, a lot of that was like, child rearing and, holding on to the ceremonies and the teachings and things like that. But there's a lot of stuff that, you know, it's like, having somebody gone that, you know, trying to fill that void of the things that they used to do, but you don't fully understand those roles that they were doing. So you have to just make do. So with that, there's, trying to gain those roles again. And, you know, a lot of the other things too was that when we were taken away, we're literally trying to have our culture and our way of life taken from us. And that's the one thing about our people, the spirituality and the culture and everything else. It wasn't a religion or a belief system, or it was a way of life. And so basically that they wanted to give us religion, but in order for us to take that religion, we had to get rid of our way of life, the way that we lived. We lived off the land, and the land showed us the way, the day when the king. And so, I have a struggle of getting that, to bringing that back. And I think a lot of it is explained better in the language. So it's like learning that language. And that's, so that's the very importance of that. It's the way that we talk about each other in that language shares that, shares those teachings in a clearer sense, because you can understand the words explain more of what we do than what things are. So this is just kind of wanted to get that kind of out there, that the way that our people lived, the law of the land, or you know how it's said, or the certain protocols, certain laws. And now some people are like, you teach people certain things and they take it away, and they have the same modern day mentality of that, oh, this is the law, or this is the way, so it shall be done in that way, and not to like step out of that. But there are times like when you have to look at, when somebody is gone, You now have to fulfill that role. It's like, it's not you, like you go out there and look, is there a man, is there a woman that can help me with these things? It's like, no. You still had to take care of the children, you still had to take care of your community, and you still had to take part in the everyday life. So you had to take on those other roles. So they say that the laws of our people, or those protocols, they're living things, and they will always change. In the way that, so that when the men weren't there, the women would have to step up and take on those roles. And when the women aren't there, the men will have to step up and take on those roles as well. It's kind of like a symbiotic shared responsibility in whatever that sense. But what happened when Europeans or the foreigners came in, they took all those responsibility away from the men. There was nothing for, like, nobody could step up, because the idealism was that women didn't have a role. And so it's almost like the women were being punished in those sense. And it wasn't until modern today, you can't even think about how that was. But so when they saw a society that had the women as their leaders, or the voice of our leaders was through the women, it was like seen as like wrong, and like, you know, so It was a hard struggle for that. But through underground societies and closed doors, these teachings and these cultures kept going, and the women had to pick them up. And that's what happens when the men don't do their roles and their duties. The women will have to pick them up.
I mean, Kijik Makwa Kwe, Dedishnikos, Makwa Dodum, Anishinaabe Kwe. I am Kristen Johns. I am from Spirit Vision, and I'm a Ojibwe Bear Clan, and I'm a jingle dress dancer. You are listening to A Day When a King, Heart of the Earth, 101.5, The Hawk.
Yeah. Hello, There's nowhere to run, where to run, where to run. There's nowhere to run, where to run. the dancing. Destiny is singing my name. Under the night sky, the stars kiss the moon. There's a monster inside us all. Every child is born to the wild. No one's gonna leave here alive. As far as the look I see, every day's creeping up on me. Tears it apart like
holding my pillow tight. Hey-oh, hey-oh.